This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Miguel Casanovas. Date of birth, September the 13th, 1966. Case ID number is 6345941. Date of exam, June the 6th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Casey Ramirez, family nurse practitioner, dated 1/20/2023. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old married male with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left kidney nephrectomy dated 12/8/2022, right urolithiasis, high blood pressure, osteoarthritis in the knees slash right leg, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked as a welder for 40 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, and his wife is working to support the family at this time. Allegations number one, left kidney nephrectomy, dated 12/8/22. Number two, right urolithiasis. Number three, high blood pressure. Number four, osteoarthritis in the knees and right leg. And number five, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, left kidney nephrectomy, dated 12/8/22, and right urolithiasis with multiple urinary tract infections. The claimant states that on 12/8/22, the claimant underwent a left kidney nephrectomy secondary to multiple urolithiasis. He still suffers from right urolithiasis with frequent urinary tract infections. He started having problems with kidney stones in 1994, and he was told that his kidneys consisted of calcium deposits. The claimant does not know what his renal function is at this time. He has ongoing pain at the present time with multiple infections and has had at least 18 episodes of urolithiasis and kidney stones with infection. At the present time, he is scheduled to see a nephrologist to evaluate his kidney function and to evaluate if possible dialysis is needed. His condition is not stable at this time. Allegation number three, high blood pressure. The claimant states that in 2017 he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, occipital headaches, and blurred vision. He denies any inner organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but has had nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 173/108 mmHg. A second reading was performed, and it was 153/76 mmHg. The claimant is presently on hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, atenolol, 50 milligrams QD, and telmisartan, 80 milligrams QD. The claimant was extremely anxious coming to my office and appeared to be having a panic attack, which may attribute to his reading being high at the beginning when he came in. Allegation number four, osteoarthritis. in the knees, right leg, foot, and also symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to have severe pain in both of the knees, but especially his right knee. He's also had problems with pain in his right foot and symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome in both of his wrists. Steroid injections have been given in his wrist and his knee, as well as in the ankle area on the right side. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and degenerative joint disease of the right knee. X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis. He denies any fractures at this time. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every morning. His limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 30 minutes, climb four steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and he is presently being seen by Casey Ramirez, who is a family nurse practitioner. He is presently on ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, and acetaminophen / hydrocodone, 325 milligrams / 25 milligrams QID. PRN is needed for severe pain. He states he does no other physical activity because he is constantly in pain, and he states the medications that he takes for pain does not appear to be helping him. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with very high, elevated hyperlipidemia profiles. Recently, he got checked and was told that his levels were still very high, and an extra medication was added for his condition. He denies any cerebral vascular accidents or myocardial infarctions. The claimant is presently on atorvastatin, 80 milligrams QD, and rosuvastatin at the same time, 40 milligrams QD. His condition does not appear to be stable at this time. Family history: his father died at the age of 72 from a myocardial infarction and from hypertension. His mother died at the age of 76 from a cerebrovascular accident and hypertension. Medications: hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, atenolol, 50 milligrams QD, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams QD, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, telmisartan, 80 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams QD, Ozempic, 2 milligrams QD, rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, acetaminophen / hydrocodone, 325 milligrams / 25 milligrams QID, and omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, acute kidney injury secondary to urolithiasis, and secondary to 18 episodes of kidney stones. History of COVID-19 times 2. Questionable bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome of both wrists. Borderline diabetes mellitus. Questionable history of rheumatoid arthritis and polyarthritis. Testicular hypofunction. Anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux disease, panic attacks, hypercholesterolemia, major surgeries, left kidney nephrectomy performed on 12/8/22, appendectomy, history of 3 hernia repairs of the left inguinal area, and history of multiple right urolithiasis, the last one being in September of 2022, with over 18 stones having to be removed. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 222 pounds, height 5 feet 7 inches, BP 173 over 108 mmHg, second reading was 153 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 118 beats per minute, first reading, second reading 111 beats per minute, respiration 20 to 25 respirations per minute, with very shallow breathing, BMI 35. Well, the claimant did appear to be having a panic attack. General, this is a 56-year-old male who appears to be having a panic attack and appeared and presented in a very anxious manner and an acute distress. He also appeared to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclerorectoris was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have dentures. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements appeared to be somewhat abnormal. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not present with any glasses. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was an increased heart rate of 111 beats per minute and a normal rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2-plus on the left side and 2-plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2-plus on the left side and 2-plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2-plus on the left side and 2-plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2-plus on the left side and 2-plus on the right side. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft but tender on the right flank area and mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. There are multiple surgical scars noted on the abdomen. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had fairly good eye contact with me. He was very nervous and anxious and appeared to be having a panic attack. He was perspiring and stated that he was very hot. The claimant was very jittery and was noted to have a generalized tremor of his whole body. His speech was fairly fluent, and his mood was anxious for the time. He did have fairly clear thought processes, and his memory was normal. Concentration was poor, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to... cranial nerves. The claimant had abnormal ranges of motion of his eye movements, which I attribute to his anxiety and nervousness. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the lumbar sign was appeared to be positive. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area, the knees, wrist, and the neck area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There was normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally, and appeared to be positive for lumbar sacral back pain. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. Flexion was at 110 degrees bilaterally. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but he does have difficulty walking at a tandem rate, and his gait appears to be asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time, and did not present with one, although he may benefit from having one for stability. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 appeared to be grossly intact, except for some abnormal extraocular movements, which may be coming from his anxiety. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both knees, secondary to degenerative joint disorder. He is able to heel and toe walk, but has difficulty in his tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to severe anxiety, right /panic attacks, left kidney nephrectomy with right urolithiasis with chronic stone and infection, comma, high blood pressure, comma, osteoarthritis of the knees and ankle, and severe hypercholesterolemia. The claimant also suffers from severe panic attacks, which may be coming from another source. Further evaluation is needed. The claimant may have urea intoxication or possible thyroid disease with thyrotoxicosis causing his panic attacks. Further evaluation is needed. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Miguel Casanovas.